website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board. I invite you that not on board to join us in the dialogue and discussion today as we face the issues. It's always our delight to have you jump in. Some have used the term, they want to get in there 2 cents worth. Well, you can put in 5 cents worth. We'd love to have you call in today. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We'll be talking about an issue today that I believe is overlooked, an issue that I believe is not recognized. If you do things in a piecemeal fashion, if you do things in sporadic fashion, if you do things incrementally, it seems as though the general public, the citizens in America, including the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, it seems as though it is unnoticeable as to the big picture as to what is taking place. And by that, I'm simply saying that I believe across America, in our cities, in our states, and from the federal level, we're legalizing our own destruction. Legalizing our own destruction. Now, you would not think that would be possible. But, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're doing that today on a national level. You might wonder what I'm talking about. Well, today, cities and states and the federal government have passed laws, rules, and regulations and executive orders that are immoral, unethical, unnatural, unholy, ungodly, and just a few years ago would never have been considered to be legal or to be rational. But it's being done today. And it's being done on an incremental basis with a piecemeal here and a piecemeal there. But we're watching, I believe, in these last days, the net being drawn and the crescendo being recognized, at least by some, as to what's happening in our nation. We're going to be talking about the different incremental parts of this big picture. And then the final part of the show today, we'll talk about the chaos, confusion, and calamity in the state of Oklahoma, with what's happening in Oklahoma. It hit the top news this morning, about 7:30, 8 o'clock news this morning on CBN. They were talking about the fact that it seems as though things in Oklahoma are just coming to a crescendo level that's unbearable and unlivable and major, major, major chaos as a result of the legalization of marijuana in 2020. Just 3 years have transpired. We'll use as the lead up to that Oregon, California, Colorado, and Washington State. Because from what I understand on the news reel today, all of those states, that is Oregon, Washington State, California, and Colorado, all of those states put together do not even come to the total numbers of what is happening in chaos, confusion, death, dying, and destruction in Oklahoma as a result of the legalization of pot. In fact, one of the news media people on CBN said that's the reason it's called dope, because it makes everybody dopey. And I kind of laughed at that, because he's exactly right. So we're going to be talking about that, but that's the crescendo. That's the end result. That's the icing on the cake, if you want to use that term, as we look at what is happening in the nation today. And I believe there is an orchestrator behind that which has been orchestrated in that fashion, and that is Satan himself. It is a demonic delusion that is coming across the eyes and the minds and the hearts of people, including our leaders. Oklahoma, by the way, is a red state. It is a red state Republican governor, but it's they are destroying the state as we speak. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about issues today, may I remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inner word of God. It is called the truth book. That's what I call it. That's what it is, has been for centuries. But ladies and gentlemen, John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, there's a declaratory statement in John 17:17, thy word is truth. I've said for many, many, many years, we need to use the central biblicist worldview and look at what's happening through the prism of the word of God. And I believe that is needful and necessary. If you have a biblical worldview, we see what is happening, and we see what is happening in the world, in the cities and states, in our nation, and on a global basis. We look at it based on what does the Bible say. I'm reminded that in Luke 18:8, in the latter portion of the 8th verse, and I'll paraphrase, says Jesus speaking, will there be any faith in the land when I return? Will you find faith when I return? And the question of that would be very, very powerful. But the answer, I believe, is no. I believe we're rapidly approaching the point where there's no real faith in the land. Then when you look at Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, it says in the last days, we will have a demonic delusion brought about by pharmakeia. That word pharmakeia means drugs. And I believe we're in a drug-crazed society today, among other things, that's bringing about the great delusion that is destroying the foundations of our nation. And in Psalms 11:3, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe the righteous, i.e. the Christians, the conservatives in America, need to speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen while yet opportunity. Psalms 117 and verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And yet we find today it is so true, the statement that was made by George Orwell, the secularist, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factual today. We find, ladies and gentlemen, the disturbing fact is that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, rather than embracing truth, rather than saying, we're going to believe truth, we're going to stand for truth, their mindset is, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. In other words, there's no absolute truth. Truth is modulating. Truth is elusive. Truth changes based on your view on truth. Someone you might point out and say, this is what is happening. They say, well, that's your truth. That's what you see. That is what you conclude. But that may not be what others see as truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no nuances of truth. Truth is truth, or it's not truth at all. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. I believe it's time that we as believers, as conservatives, Christians, and patriots, we need to stand for truth. I think it's time we come out of the closet. I think it's time we come out of the from under the beds. I think it's time we stop being silent. I think it's time that we started to be watchmen on the wall, screaming, danger ahead, danger ahead, danger ahead. I believe God calls us to be salt and light in a decaying, darkened society. It's an impossibility to be salt and preserve anything if you stay in the shaker. It's an impossibility to be light and illumine anything if you stay under the bed or in the closet. And I believe this is the call that is so greatly needed in society today if we're going to preserve our nation. But as I see it, ladies and gentlemen, we're legalizing our own destruction as a nation, as a people, as a society. And you could blanket this and call it globally. But I'm talking about today what we're seeing in America. I'm talking about what we see in our nation today. We're legalizing our own destruction. And we'll talk about the different components of that. And we'll invite your call, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. On that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that you can worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word allows, calls on us, demands, in fact, that we do so. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the heathens do, found in the Hebrews text. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our lines are open. Let me have one final comment, if you please, in the elongated monologue from this morning in relationship to legalizing our own destruction. I believe we're watching cities, states, counties, and the nation under the federal government system making laws, giving executive orders, legalizing things that's offensive to God, that is in opposition to God's word, that it will destroy society as we know it today. We're watching the destruction take place on a national level. We're watching today cities and states and the federal government as they pass laws and rules and regulations that are immoral, unethical, unholy, ungodly, unnatural, and just a few years ago would have never been considered. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're ultimately out to destroy the very foundation of America. We watched the Biden administration as by fiat they brought in the transgender movement, transgender surgeries, the transgender mindset. They've legalized it. It's acceptable. It's popular today. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, God created two genders, male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27. You can say that you can make a boy out of a girl and a girl out of a boy all you want to. That's a demonic, demonstrable lie, and yet that is legalized today, and it's being pushed. Listen, perhaps you don't know it. Even in medical schools today, they're requiring that doctors and nurses be trained on doing transitional surgeries, transgender surgeries, and demanding that it be done. 5-10 years ago, we would have never dreamed that possible. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
Yes, sir. I'm very well. I was telling, I think that's the producer, that my son, he's in the Air Force. And he's a chief master sergeant. Now he's over cyber.
Something is happening. Kenneth, something is happening to your phone. You're in an echo chamber or something.
Oh, somebody just passed out real fast. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, with my son, now he's over cybersecurity for the whole U.S. and over the world, the globe. And he's made history because he's going to be the first black to be in that position. And I'm so proud of him. But Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you, it is sad what this administration is doing. And it's not really the administration. It's the puppet masters that are doing it. And I agree on everything you said. Because it is sad. If we can't turn it around, because God is God of justice. You know, he'll give you so long, and if you don't straighten out and fly
He finally says, enough's enough. Kenneth, let me go back to your son. I commend you for that. I am in the realm of recognizing what you're saying. I've got four sons. It's always a joy and a thankfulness of heart when we see them progress and that God does something through them. And I'm thankful for what you've said, because it's not the color of the skin, it's the motive of the heart and the individual's aptitude and ability that counts. And yet, as you know, under the Biden administration, he's making skin color the primary purpose and the primary definitive position and characteristic to make a decision on employment or in any enrollment in any of the federal status programs or in any of the promotions. And it ought to be on the basis of ability and what that individual can do regardless of skin color. And so I'm delighted to hear of your son's position and what God is doing in his life.
Can I say this also?
Yes.
Yeah, I get off the radio. Now, I forgot what state it was, but they're going to let illegals be on the police force. I don't know if you heard about it or anything.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I'm with you. I've forgotten the state, but they're in recruiting the illegals, the aliens, that know nothing about our Constitution, know nothing about American history, know nothing about our Bill of Rights, to allow them to be sworn in as police officers, put a badge on their chest and a weapon on their hips, and think that somehow, some way, nothing can go wrong or that things will be all right. We're watching an explosion on the fast track.
Yes, sir.
So all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, keep warning and warning and warning. I try to do that warning every day at this hour. Warning as the watchman on the wall, saying danger coming, and challenging our listeners to be available and to recognize it. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, you are a watchman on the wall. I'm a musician, and I got a song say, "We're the watchman on the wall," and I got to put your name in there.
Thank you so much for that. I'm humbled by the compliment, and I'm thankful to be in that position that I can have a small voice and warning of dangers to come. I believe that God is ready to bring about his judgment on a nation that said no to him and no to his son. And I believe we need to understand that and be ready, because the next thing, Kenneth, as you know, is the rapture of the church, where we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. The man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and rule and reign with an iron fist. We're on the fast track for that. And so my word to you, my word to everyone listening today, is to be ready. Luke 21:28, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. It is on God's calendar, and it's on the fast track, coming down the pike, and we need to be ready. And we need to be warning others to be ready. Kenneth, thank you, brother, for your call. And God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about today a subject that perhaps you haven't thought of. We're talking about an issue that perhaps you've not recognized. Incrementally, across cities and states, we're introducing legislation, passing laws by fiat and by executive order. We're making rules and regulations. For example, right here in Duval County, we passed what was called the HRO, the Human Reprobate Ordinance. They call it the Human rights ordinance. It's the human reprobate ordinance, where we're codified, we've codified an immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle, and we've set that up as a special protective category that can be done, and it ought to be applauded, approved, and embraced. And that's done across America today. And as a result of that, we're watching the implosion of morals and ethics and values. The Biden administration, as I said earlier, they have by executive order pushed the ungodly, unholy, transsexual, transgender movement. God created two genders, male and female. But government says that somehow, somewhere, they're smarter than God. Somehow, some way, the federal government or the Biden administration believes that they're wiser than God. It's a demonic lie, ladies and gentlemen. A man can have body parts removed, can grow long hair or wear a wig, and even dress like a woman, but he's still biologically a man. You can't change God's design. We're talking about today some of the things that we've legalized in America that I believe is bringing about our own destruction as a nation. God says that murder, for example, is wrong, that thou shalt not kill is part of the Ten Commandments. But today we have abortion, which is legal. In fact, after Roe versus Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, state after state after state tried to introduce some type of piecemeal patchwork laws across America. And anytime a state introduces and passes legislation by the will of the people that will set limits on abortion, you have the abortion industry, the murder industry, the Planned Parenthood murder abortion industry come against it, take it to court, and some lame judge then will reject that, the will of the people. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm weary with the courts making the final decision on everything. We the people, under our constitutional republic, we the people make the decision. Our legislators, our representatives that we put in office, are to pass laws and to adjudicate things based on our Constitution. But here comes, just as with the prosecution now against Donald J. Trump, some Fulton County, local, countywide, just for Fulton County, a district attorney just for one county out of all of the nation, brought it upon herself now when she was elected by, paid for by George Soros to go in that office, elected on the basis that I'm going to prosecute and put in jail Donald J. Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, the district attorney in Manhattan is the same fashion, the same way, and we find all of those that are coming against him, they're doing it based on something that has not been adjudicated as being legal and under the Constitution, constitutional. But ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. We're talking about legalizing our own destruction. And part and parcel of that is the transgender movement. Part and parcel of that is the murder by way of abortion. I don't care what you call abortion. I don't care how you set it up, whether you say after 2 days gestation or after 6 weeks or after 15 weeks. I don't care the time frame you set. Ladies and gentlemen, the abortion is the murder of a child in the womb of the mother that is helpless and cannot defend themselves. If you don't believe that that is a human being, you check with any lawyer, any case lawyers, where if a mother that is expecting is in an automobile wreck and the child's life is taken as a result of that, the person that caused the injury and the death will be tried for murder, vehicular homicide. But ladies and gentlemen, we still have that today that we're dealing with. And I believe the transgender movement, which is unholy, immoral, and ungodly, I believe that linked with the murder by way of abortion are two of the most ungodly, unholy, immoral aspects of what we see taking place that's bringing about our destruction. It was Tony Perkins about a year ago that said this administration is doing great harm to faith, to family, and to our freedom. And I believe that he's exactly right. But ladies and gentlemen, most states today also have legalized some form of gambling. You say, well, how does that come into the picture? That's part and parcel of the demoralization and the destruction of the values in America. Gambling. You have sports gambling. You have sports betting. You have online. In fact, I'm always taken aback when I watch major high-profile Madison Avenue production of the ads showing a person how for $1, $2, $10, they can jump in online and do the gambling. Ladies and gentlemen, the mega millions that's paid out in that is taken out of the pockets of multitudes that will put $1, $2, $10 in a gambling ticket or a bet in some fashion and not put food on the table for their family. It is a greed factor. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a factor, biblically speaking, that God hates greed. And yet we find that is one of the key elements in gambling. I'm talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the legalization of our own destruction. The telephone number, if you want to jump in and ask questions, join in the dialogue and discussion, we'd love to have you do so. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What do you see? What do you see as an individual that you believe is part and parcel of the demoralization, the undermining, and the destruction of our society today? What do you see? Are there very many things that you see that's doing that? What do you think? Do you just nonchalantly say, well, you know, that's legal, or that's the law, that's what others are doing, it doesn't matter with me? And I believe that's the part and parcel of the problem that we find in America today, that too many Americans are saying, well, you know, I didn't vote for it, but it's legal, so I'm not going to say anything about it. It's okay. No, it's not okay. It is not okay. In the state of Florida, in I believe it was 2016, the election of 2016 went into effect 2017, if I'm not mistaken, was the date on it, for legalized marijuana in the state of Florida. We have now pot shops on just about every street corner, and some, I don't know if you've noticed or not, you can go to some of the little small strip centers at the intersections of major boulevards and streets in our city, and you'll find there's one that I'm familiar with that's got two or three pot shops, vape shops, pot shops, marijuana shops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in one strip shopping center. Now, the reason for that being, listen very carefully, the reason for that being is that they are barely hanging on now with the medical marijuana farce. But they know that down the pike, in fact, it will be on the ballot November 2024 in the state of Florida for the legalization of recreational marijuana. They already have enough petitions. They already have enough signatures. They've already gotten the Supreme Court's authorization for the state of Florida with the 90 words on the ballot, that it will be on the ballot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're circumventing the Constitutional Republic representative form of government, and we're doing everything by amendments to the Constitution in the state of Florida. We'll talk further about that when we get into more detail about that aspect of it. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, all total what we're talking about is the legalization of our own destruction. And for example, part and parcel of that, our schools, the academia, the educational system, completely failed. Do you realize there are students that are graduating from high school that cannot read and cannot write, even at third, fourth, and fifth grade level? Did you realize that that is being done on what used to be called social promotion? In fact, very recently, a teacher was fired because he refused in his state, he refused to have, refused to put down a 50% qualification or score if that person made zero. He was not allowed to give a zero on any exam, and as a result of that, when he challenged it, he was summarily fired. We have destroyed our educational system. Our kids in school today are being trained about sexual activity, being trained about transsexual, homosexual, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, more than they're being taught the academics. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned. And it's legal in the schools where a counselor, a school teacher, and a school counselor can sequester a student and start training that student in a transsexual agenda without telling the parents, without the parents' authority, without the parents being notified whatsoever. We're talking about today the legalization of our own destruction. We're destroying the morals, the ethics, and the values. We're destroying the very foundation of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this subject right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The subject of an intense two-week manhunt, convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante, has been recaptured in southeast Pennsylvania. He made a daring escape from the Chester County Jail August 31st while awaiting transfer to a state prison to serve a life sentence for the fatal stabbing of his ex-girlfriend in 2021. Cavalcante was last spotted in South Coventry Township, about 25 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Heavily armed officers converged on that area, and as of this morning, Cavalcante is back in custody. Apparently, high tech played a role in his capture. A law enforcement source tells the AP searchers used thermal imaging to direct police on the ground to Cavalcante. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro saying no shots were fired during the capture and no one was hurt. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 11 points. This is SRN News.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the legalization of our own destruction. What are some of the things that you see taking place that you feel are causing the demise or undermining the foundation of our nation? We're talking about several issues. We'll ultimately get to the issue, the point that the legalization of marijuana, now in 23 states for the medical marijuana, and about to be proliferating across America with the recreational marijuana. The states that have recreational marijuana are falling apart. Destruction, families and homes. We'll talk about that. But we're leading up to that with the other elements that we see. From my perspective, perhaps you have a differing perspective. Perhaps you have insight that I've not seen in relationship to some of the things that's bringing about the demise of our nation. We're undermining the foundation. It's a biblical foundation that our nation is built on. It's a godly foundation. Our founding fathers that gave us the Constitution provided the Declaration of Independence, provided our Constitution, and in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights that we have that no other nation has. But we're dismantling that. We're taking it apart piece by piece, morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, and legally. We're destroying it. Joe Biden is ruling as with an iron fist. Of course, behind the scenes, we know that George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama are all behind Joe Biden pulling the strings. Biden is not cognitively aware of whether he's awake or asleep or what state he's in. And those handlers ought to be charged with senior abuse more than anything else. But ladies and gentlemen, just before the news break, we're talking about some of those elemental things that are absolutely incrementally being done that's destroying our foundation, destroying the nation today. Our schools, for example, we're not producing academic quality. We're behind the academic scale, behind most other nations around the globe that have academics at a greater standard than America. That formerly was not the case. But we're graduating students that cannot read or write at third, fourth, fifth grade level. We're allowing teachers in the schools and the school counselors, the school boards, to have the right to push children into the so-called transition from a girl to a boy, a boy to a girl, without parental consent or knowledge. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, this should be child abuse, should be considered child endangerment. The teachers, the counselors, the school boards should be charged with child abuse and prosecuted there. And listen, if it were any other category, that's what would be done. But because it's the end thing, because it's a demonic delusion that's absolutely permeating society today, somehow, some way, there's the mindset for the school boards, somehow, some way with the school academic programs. It's all being promulgated and pushed by the teachers' unions, ladies and gentlemen. The shutdown of the schools under COVID was because the teachers' unions, in direct contact and consultation with Sir Anthony Fauci, that tried to destroy America single-handedly. He was the modern Dr. Mengele, just as we saw in Germany. There's no other way you can couch his reputation and background of what he's done. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing is so sad that if a parent says anything to the schools, if a parent challenges the school board, if a parent challenges the teacher or the superintendent of schools, according to the Department of Justice 32-page document of a little over a year and a half ago now, issued the document, transmitted to the FBI, that if any parent goes before the school board and challenges the school board, he or she will be considered a domestic terrorist. Since when did we become domestic terrorists because we're concerned about our kids in school? Since when do you call a parent that's challenging a school board for teaching their son or their daughter their transsexual ideas? Since when do we become domestic terrorists because we challenge the sodomite lifestyle that's being promulgated in the classroom? Since when do we become domestic terrorists when we challenge a teacher, a school board, or a school that's allowing boys and girls to act out sexual parts in the classroom and have raw pornography as the classroom text? Since when? In fact, in some of the school board meetings recently, a pastor stood before a school board. I've forgotten what state it was in. He took some of the salacious, unholy, ungodly, immoral literature and started reading it. They demanded that he cease and desist. He continued reading it. They had the law enforcement to come up beside him and escort him out simply because they did not want him to read the material that's in the textbook that kids are required to read in the school, and in most cases reading it publicly with mixed class with boys and girls in the classroom. Since when do we allow that in our nation? We're talking about that which we're doing today. We're legalizing, making legal our own destruction. We're legalizing things that will ultimately destroy and cause the implosion of America from the standpoint of morals and ethics and values. Domestic terrorists, we're called now, if you go before a school board. I've got an article before me. Perhaps you recall that. It hit the news some time ago and has been updated as of September the 10th of this year. Titled the article, Youngkin, that's Y-O-U-N-G-K-I-N, pardons Virginia father who was arrested at a 2021 school board meeting. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Friday pardoned a Loudoun County father who was arrested at a school board meeting in 2021 while seeking answers about his daughter's sexual assault on school property. Scott Smith was charged with obstruction of justice, disorderly conduct for his behavior at the meeting. Now, watch the video footage of that. There was no disorderly conduct taking place whatsoever. There was no obstruction of justice taking place. He simply wanted to know why the school board allowed a male student into the female bathroom under the guise of being a female, where his daughter was subjected to that male and raped. The school board covered it up, transferred the boy to another school, claimed that it never happened in that school. As a result of that, the father was standing before the school board demanding an answer. This article continues. Scott Smith was charged with obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct for his behavior at the meeting, which took place shortly after his 15-year-old daughter was assaulted in her school's bathroom in Virginia, in Ashburn, Virginia, according to the New York Times. Smith was convicted of both charges in 2021. Smith's conviction for resisting arrest was later dismissed. I watched it. He wasn't resisting. They were pummeling him, tossing him to the floor, handcuffing him, simply because he was standing there asking the school board. He should have been commended. He should have received a Bronze Star. He should have received a commendation letter from the school board and from other parents as a result of standing up for truth and standing up for the protection of his daughter. He was sentenced to 10 days in jail. Scott Smith is a dedicated parent who's faced unwarranted charges in his pursuit to protect his daughter. Scott's commitment to his child, despite the immense obstacles, is emblematic of the parental empowerment move that started in Virginia, Youngkin said in his statement recently. In Virginia, parents, this is a quote, in Virginia, parents matter, and my resolve to empower parents is unwavering. A parent's fundamental rights to be involved in the child's education, upbringing, and the care should never be undermined by bureaucracy, school divisions, or the state. I am pleased to grant Scott Smith this pardon and help him and his family put his injustice behind them once and for all, he added, end quote. Deputies ultimately arrested a male student in connection with the sexual assault against Smith's daughter, according to the news reports. He was found guilty in that case and later pleaded no contest to a separate sexual assault case in a different school, according to the reports. Smith's arrest at the school board meeting helped fuel a national political conversation around school choice and parental rights. Conservative media, in particular, highlighted the sexual assault case in an effort to promote anti-transgender talking points. It goes on to say, Smith, in an interview following the pardon, said, I think it's pretty clear and convincing to the public that what happened to me that day should have never happened. I'm glad that this is finally over. He added that the experience he's had led him to believe that in today's America, getting a fair and free trial is impossible, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the legalization of our own destruction in America. And we're watching that take place in pragmatic, partial, part piecemeal fashion. And it's like putting a picture, you ever put together a 5,000 piece or 10,000 piece puzzle? I used to enjoy doing that when I had 100 years ago when I had time. Over Christmas holidays, we'd close our business for about a month because of the type of business. There was no real urgency in being in the office. And I'd take it upon myself to pick out a 5,000 or 10,000 piece or 1,000 piece or 5,000 piece puzzle and would take the time to put it together. You'd always want to put the perimeter together first so you find where you best fit for the picture to put the puzzle together. Well, I'm using that as an illustration because what we see today is the peripheral of the picture having already been put in place. We understand that these things that we are fashionable about today, we understand these things that have become legalized or prominent today are our, how would you say, seed for destruction in our nation. We're watching that coming together. We're watching the puzzle being put together. I'm looking at another article. The Virginia Governor Youngkin doubles down on the pardon of Lowndes County father. The governor says Scott Smith was wrongly prosecuted for simply protecting his own daughter who was assaulted in 2021. Governor Youngkin doubled down on that pardon, doubled down when he gave the pardon. Youngkin, who was attending a Parents Matter event at a church in Leesburg pardoned Scott Smith last weekend for what he thought was faulty charges and prosecution. Smith was arrested in 2021 for defending his daughter, who was physically assaulted. Mr. Smith, first of all, this is governor's statement, first of all, should have never been prosecuted. Never, 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 Youngkin told reporters after this event on Tuesday. This is a dad standing up for his daughter who was sexually assaulted in a bathroom at a school, and the school was covering it up, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the piece of the puzzle that's coming together, the legalization of our own destruction. One of the major, major things that we're finding taking place today is that it is, and it, our attention is not being called to it very much. It's taking place on a state-by-state basis. But one of the things that just recently took place, you might understand. I'm looking at a headline that says, New Mexico governor issues order suspending the right to carry firearms in public access, public across Albuquerque. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll just touch on this briefly to get to the major subject of the matter that we want to talk about. This article says, New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham on Friday issued the emergency order suspending the right to keep and bear arms in public across Albuquerque and surrounding counties for the next 30 days in response to a spate of gun violence. Grisham said state police would be responsible for enforcing what amounts to civil violations. Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina said he won't enforce the law. And the sheriff for Barilo County, John Allen, said he's uneasy because it raises too many questions about our constitutional rights. Quote, the firearm suspension classified as an emergency public health order. Let me pause for a moment. They're using the so-called emergency public health as a rationale to give executive orders to undermine and to circumvent our Bill of Rights, our Constitution in general. And it's on the fast track. You've heard me say it before on this broadcast. It's on the fast track that under the Biden administration and through the World Health Organization, before the end of this season, before fall is over and the winter is over, we'll find a public health order to lock down and to mask up and to, in some way, try to force people to take the vaccination under the guise that it's a public health order. And they will include, the World Health Organization has already said, the climate change is a public health emergency. They'll use that, in my opinion. He says here, the firearm suspension classified as an emergency public health order applies to open or concealed carry in public places from the city sidewalk to urban recreational parks. The restriction is tied to a threshold for violent crime rates currently only met by the Metropolitan Albuquerque. Police and licensed security guards are exempt from the temporary ban. Violators could face civil penalties and fines up to $5,000, according to the governor's office. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of legalization by fiat or by simply executive orders that's going to be part and parcel of the destruction of our great nation. We need to understand and recognize we're on the fast track for that. But ladies and gentlemen, there's one other avenue that I see taking place that's probably as serious, as dangerous, as devastating as all of these others put together. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the fact that the state after state's legalizing marijuana. 23 states already have medical marijuana legalized. And listen, when it was legalized in California and Colorado and Oregon and Washington State, I read major articles about that, and in the state of Oregon, I believe it was the state of Oregon, it could have been Washington State, a reporter determined, I'm going to see how tight the law is. So he flew to that state, took a cab, went into one of the pot shops, went to the counter, and wanted to know how he could get his medical marijuana card. He was not asked for anything about what state he was living in. He was sent from the counter where he addressed someone selling the pot to the end of the counter where there was a retired elderly doctor sitting there. Doctor never got up out of his chair as the man leaned over the counter and said, you know, I have a backache that's excruciating. It's always bothering me, et cetera, et cetera. And the doctor said, well, what you need is some marijuana. So he filled out the little card, put his name in, signed it as the doctor, and $120 later, in less than 5 minutes, the man had his medical marijuana card to buy any pot that he wanted to buy in the pot shop there. Ladies and gentlemen, the medical marijuana is a farce. It is a smokescreen. It is the selling of marijuana under the guise that it's for medical use. In the state of Colorado, the state of California, the state Washington State, and the state of Oregon, all combined, does not measure up to the amount of devastation and destruction and calamity and chaos that's being found in Oklahoma. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the facts and the reports that I have on Oklahoma, there's a major need to recognize that there is calamity that's taking place. It's being brought about as a result of the sale of marijuana. Of course, all of these states have it on the basis that, you know, we can stop the black market. What is the black market? The black market is where marijuana is grown and sold without government permission, without paying taxes on it, without paying a license fee. In the state of Colorado, for example, when they introduced it on that basis, everybody went for it. All of the officials went for it. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you a few of the statistics in relationship to that in the state of Colorado. State of Colorado, according to the records, all crime went up some 547%. Divorce and spousal abuse skyrocketed. Child abuse and teen overdose went up as a result of the kids, teens, and preteens finding the gummy bears laced with marijuana, finding the chocolate chip cookies, the bubble gum laced with marijuana that they didn't have any. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, there's not any regulation in the marijuana industry as to how much marijuana goes into a single chocolate chip cookie or in a single gummy bear? There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of edible items that's laced with marijuana that's being marketed and sold, and it's in packages that look like regular gum, regular candies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in the state of Colorado, they've had medical marijuana now since January of 2014. It went into effect January 2014, passed under the legislation in November of 2013. And ladies and gentlemen, they have faced calamity after calamity after calamity. Home foreclosures have gone up majorly because of paying for the marijuana, paying for pot, eating the dope, rather than paying for the rent or for the house payment. And families being put out on the street. Law enforcement can't handle the crime and the driver-impaired accidents that's taking place. The state spends about, we're talking about the state of Colorado right now. The state spends about $4 on social services for every $1 that they take in taxes on pot. Ladies and gentlemen, but the latest outrage, the latest dilemma, the latest problems coming out of Oklahoma, they introduced and passed medical marijuana in 2020. But due to a major calamity, by the way, major calamity with marijuana just eating them alive in the state of Oklahoma. They just recently rejected the recreational marijuana that was on the ballot. 62% of the citizens of Oklahoma said no to the recreational marijuana because of the calamity that has taken place with the medical marijuana. The officials tell us that 1 in 10 people, 1 out of every 10 people in Oklahoma carry a medical marijuana card. Now they're finding that the Chinese are buying up every acre of farmland that they can buy, cultivating marijuana, multitudes of them having major pot houses being done. It is going against what they intended when they introduced and passed the legislation in 2020. I'm looking at a headline, Inside the Rise, a surprising crackdown of county's hottest weed market. It goes on to talk about in this article. Shortly after sunrise, July the 22nd, a dozen or so police officers from across Oklahoma descended on a property 15 miles north of the Texas border. They moved past the fences, no trespass signs, and the pink building with the aluminum roof toward a collection of hoop houses. HOOP, that's kind of a tent form house. They didn't know much about the occupants, although the cops strongly suspected they were Chinese dissidents. And then further it says, ultimately, officers confiscated 2,300 marijuana plants with an estimated street value of $3.5 million, $65,000 in cash. Two men were taken into custody and officially charged with the cultivation of illegally grown substances, etc. They say, only reason it's illegal is because they didn't buy a license. Only reason it's illegal because they didn't pay the $2,500 to get a license. They said that's all it takes in Oklahoma is a $2,500 license fee. But ladies and gentlemen, there's chaos and confusion because the law enforcement said they cannot handle the illegal activities that's taking place. They do not have enough police power, do not have enough police men to do so. And the statistical data says that all that's happening in Colorado, all that is happening in California, all as a result of pot, all that's happening in Oregon, all that's happening in the state of Washington, all put together with the crime, with the chaos, with the foreclosures, with the spousal abuse, with the arrest, with the preteen deaths, preteen and teen overdoses, all put together for those states do not equal what's happening in Oklahoma. Now, does that bother you? And it's all legal. This is the reason I called today's broadcast Legalizing Our Own Destruction. This article that I have in my hands is probably 15 or 20 pages. I'm looking at just sporadic spots on the article. There's probably some human trafficking going on. There's probably some money laundering going on. There's a lot of things going on behind the fences, behind the scenes that we do not see. Oklahoma's medical marijuana program has seen such staggering growth since it launched 3 years ago that the voters overwhelmingly backed a ballot referendum that it has earned the weary name. Multitudes, 380,000 Oklahomans, nearly 10% of the state's population, have enrolled in the program, making it the far largest in the country per capita basis. Thanks to Oklahoma's free market approach and legalization, there are no limits to the marijuana use and licenses in the state of Oklahoma. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a blot on, that's a stench in the nostrils of God. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, we can go down a litany right now. It seems like an incessant flow of things that are just crazy that we see in our news, the chaos that seems to be all around us. And I just remind every believer that my God, my Lord, is still on his throne. And that Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's there, and we should call upon him every day.
Absolutely. And Greg, I'm looking at, and I'll say this, get you, let you have the final word. Our showtime's about over. This article says, part of it says, I've seen the dark side. And it talks about a pharmacist that's worked in the pharmacy for 2 decades. He says that he's seen the medical marijuana program. He's seen it close up. I've seen the dark side. I guess you'd say, I see what's going on. More lamented on the recent happening, seeing people come in crying for their fix, wanting more oxycodone, wanting more of the hard drugs. It is a... The marijuana is the gateway to every other hard drug, and it's destroying our society. We're dumbing down our society. Greg, we got about 45 seconds. Wrap us up and challenge our listeners.
You know, whether we're talking about the marijuana, that seems to be off the charts. You know, the fentanyl, and fentanyl, I think, will account for 70 or 80,000 deaths this year in the United States, mm-hmm. being manufactured mostly in China and imported through our southern border. Now, that southern border is important. But again, back to all the chaos, we need to realize God is still on his throne. You know, if we look at the drugs, look at Revelation 18:23 today, folks. You know, it's you know, all the nations being deceived by the pharmakeia, the drugs. Of course, along with that comes the witchcraft, the evil spirits. But my God didn't leave his throne, and we can call out, cry out to him today. I'd encourage you to do that and look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen. Greg, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking time out to join in and listen. And for those that called in, thank you so much. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for